Hello, everyone.
是怪字老高。
I'm a weirdo.
咱们今天讲个最近特别火的事情。
Today, we'll also talk about a very recent and popular event.
美国内华达州的一个沙漠里面啊。
啊。
There is a desert in Nevada, USA.
我知道那个。
发现一个三角形。
I know that someone found a triangle.
知道
这个呢是在谷歌地图上发现的。
I found this on Google Maps.
就这个东西。
这个不是 YouTube 的播放按钮吗？
Is this the YouTube playback button?
有点像啊。这个东西有多大啊？
How big is this thing?
我已经量过了。
We have measured it.
边长是1370米。
The side length is 137 meters.
那么大？
对。
That's right.
一般的飞机啊，大概60几米。
That typical airplane is about 60 meters long.
它边长1000多米。
It has a side length of over 1,000 meters.
这个地方叫死亡谷。
This place is called Death Valley.
美国有名的环境特别恶劣的地方。
The United States has many places with particularly bad environmental conditions.
这个内华达州还有个特别有名的东西。
There is also a very famous thing in Nevada.
就是51区。
It's District 51.
哎，51区就在这附近。
51st District is right here.
这肯定是个造物。
This is definitely a creation.
有点这个感觉啊。
I feel like this.
绝对是它旁边太光滑了。
It must be because it's too smooth next to it.
自然它不能生成这种感觉啊。那
can't generate this feeling naturally.
那这个东西什么时候出现在这儿呢？就
So, when did this thing appear here?
我调查了一下啊。
Based on my investigation.
但是这个东西是最近火起来的。
Although this thing has become the most popular.
Well. 但是谷歌地图是有时间履历的。
However, Google Maps has time travel.
就是说以前拍的照片也是能找到的。
That means the photos found were actually taken.
1994年的谷歌地图上就拍了这一张照片。
In 1994, this photo was taken on Google Maps.
这个东西就在这儿，所以
This is it.
对，这个东西已经在这儿24年了。至
So this thing has been here for 24 years.
至少24年，而
At least 24 years old.
就我看啊，24年前的它和现在长得一模一样。
And I see that it's exactly the same as it was 24 years ago.
只是近些年来卫星照片的这个清晰度越来越高。
It's just that the clarity of satellite photos has been increasing in recent years.
这个东西越来越明显，明显。
This is becoming increasingly obvious.
感觉这个东西啊，它的材质和周围是不一样的。
对。
It feels like the material of this thing is different from the surrounding area.
他们说啊，这可能是个三角形的宇宙飞船。
Tell them it might be a triangular spaceship.
然后坠毁在这儿。
Then crash here.
然后一头就扎在沙漠里。
Then he plunged into the desert.
三角形的宇宙飞船。
Triangular spaceship.
对。
Okay.
火星男孩说他开那个宇宙飞船不就是三角形吗
The Martian said that the spaceship he was driving was triangular. Well,
哎，那么还有人说这个东西看上去特别像金字塔的底座。
So, is there anyone else who says that this thing looks very much like the base of a pyramid?
就说原先这可能有个金字塔，塔没有了。
I said that the original pyramid might have been gone.
完事呢
What about after that?
这么个底座在这儿。
Here is the base.
但是啊，这个埃及的金字塔它是四棱锥。
But this Egyptian pyramid is a square pyramid.
这是个三棱
镜。真的。
对。
This is a triangular prism.
少一棱。
One less person.
所以就算是金字塔吧。
So, even if it's a pyramid,
也不是很常见的金字塔了啊。
This isn't a very common pyramid either.
那么还有一部分不相信 UFO 的人。
So, there's also a group of people who don't believe in UFOs.
就说这个其实是一个空军基地的残骸。
I said that this is actually the ruins of an Air Force base.
就说以前在二战的时候。
That is to say, during World War Roman II,
这个地方有一个临时的空军基地。
There is a temporary Air Force base here.
后来基地被废弃了。
Later, the base was abandoned.
然后就剩下个残骸在这儿。
Then, there were just the Air Force left.
那么还有人猜测。
So, there are still people guessing.
就说这个其实是51区的一个地下基地的顶。
In other words, this is actually the top of a secret base in District 51.
端。
那怎么这么不秘密啊？
How could it be so secretive?
就是以前是在地下。
It was previously underground.
后来经年累月。
Later, after years of accumulation,
风沙吹啊。
Wind blows.
把上面的沙子吹掉了。
Blow away the sand above.
露出来了。
Exposed.
我觉得不至于这么不小心。
是吧？
I don't think it's that careless, right?
反正就是各种各样的猜测都有啊。
Well, there are all sorts of speculations.
那么哪个猜测比较合理呢？
Which guess is more reasonable?
我一开始觉得啊，就是空军基地的那个说法比较合理。
At first, I thought the explanation about the Air Force base was the most reasonable.
这下面有建筑。
There are buildings there.
哦，有吗？
是是，你给它放大之后。
Here is the original text.
哦，你看啊，这个地方有一些建筑。
I saw some buildings in this place.
还有一些栅栏。
There are also some fences.
哎，你看见没有？
哦，
还有个箭头呢。
Have you seen it? There's another arrow coming.
这有栅栏，就感觉是个农。
This feels like a farm just with a bomb.
农场应该是已经废弃了。
It should be already abandoned.
毕竟这是沙漠嘛。
After all, it was Sandier who left.
沙漠里有个农场也很奇怪啊。
It's also strange to have a farm in the desert.
那这个最神奇这个箭头是干什么的呢？
So, what exactly is this magical arrow doing?
我调查过了。
I have investigated.
就是在一战结束的时候。
At the end of World War I.
美国那些战斗机啊都改民用了。
Those fighter jets in the United States are all used for civilian purposes.
然后用这些战斗机啊，运送邮件，就变成邮政的运输机了。
Then use these fighter jets to transport mail, which is a postal transport aircraft.
这飞机飞行的高度啊，都不高的。
This plane doesn't fly very high.
他们也没有导航。
They also didn't have a compass.
所以他们需要地面上的一个导航的东西。
Therefore, they need a navigation system on the ground.
这就是给他们导航的。
This is the navigation for them.
每过15英里就会有这么一个东西。
Every 15 miles, there is something like this.
而且呢，那个时候邮政的飞机啊，都是晚上飞。
And at that time, the postal planes all flew at night.
所以和这个箭头配套了。
So I paired it with this arrow.
还会有一个灯塔维护着。
There will also be a lighthouse maintenance.
这个灯塔。
This lighthouse.
就需要有一个人居住在那儿。
And someone needs to live there.
所以边上就会有房子。
Therefore, there will be houses nearby.
当然了
Of course.
这些箭头呢现在就已经不用了
These arrows are already useless.
所以边上的房子还有设施也都废弃了
Therefore, the houses and facilities on the side are all abandoned.
那这个箭头所在的位置其实就是航线所在的位置
So, the location of this arrow actually indicates the location of the post office.
如果这个地方是航线所在的位置的话
If this is the location of the flight path,
就说明这个有可能是个军事基地
This indicates that it could be a military base.
尤其是空军基地
Especially Air Force bases.
但是啊，空军基地一般不建在民航的航线上。
However, the Air Force base is generally suitable for building a flight route.
而且它那个空军基地离这个箭头这么近。
And that air base is so close to this arrow.
对。
The pay.
一个导航。
感觉接在一起了。
The navigation feels like it's all connected.
就好像给你导航的指向标，右转到了。
It's like having a navigation pointer that you turn around and around.
而且内华达州这个地方有不少空军基地。
In addition, there are many Air Force bases in Nevada.
没有一个是长成这种三角形的空军基地。
None of the Air Force bases have taken on this triangular shape.
就跟机场差不多。
It's just like an airport.
就会有几条就水平的跑道。
There will be a few lanes with good performance.
嗯。
Well.
哎，就完了。
It's over.
它这个三角形啊，不合理。而
This triangle is unreasonable.
而且一般空军基地啊都会有很多大型的建筑，飞机一般停在建筑里边。
And generally, Air Force bases have many large buildings, and aircraft are usually parked inside these buildings.
别说一天到晚停在外面放着。
I didn't say that it should be parked outside all day.
如果这真是一个废弃的空军基地的话
，If this is indeed a derelict air base.
应该会有建筑残骸。
There should be architectural ruins.
它这周围什么都没有。
There is nothing around it.
只有这么个三角。
Just this triangle.
而且我也查了很多的资料。
I also did a lot of research.
根本就没有发现。
There is no evidence.
就说美国空军有在这建过临时基地的。
That is, the U.S. Air Force has had a temporary base here.
就是它已经有好多军事基地。
It already has many military bases.
根本没有必要在沙漠中间又建。
There is no need to build it in the middle of the desert.
所以这些信息结合起来。
Therefore, these pieces of information should be combined.
你会觉得空军基地的可能性也变得很小。
Then you will feel that the possibility of the air base is also very small.
到目前为止，没听说谁进去了。
So far, no one has entered.
明明边上有路，有公路。
Although there is a road and a highway on the side of the village.
嗯
Well.
但是没谁过去看看。
But no one went to see it.
就说明这个地方可能进不去。
This indicates that this place may be inaccessible.
所以如果再过很久
So if it's a long time from now,
也没有人到现地去看的话
No one has been to the site to see it.
我觉得51区的可能性就非常大
I think the possibility of 51 is very high.
而且如果这个真是 UFO 的残骸的话
And if this really is wreckage from a UFO,
那51区也肯定第一个知道。
The 51st district must also be the first to know.
他们肯定会把这个地方控制起来。
They will definitely control this place.
其实我在研究这个三角形的时候
Actually, when I was studying this triangle,
发现旁边有一个特别有意思的现象。
I found a particularly interesting phenomenon next to me.
你看，这地上有很多圆圈。
I see there are many circles on the ground.
这是把柄。
This is barbing.
这我用 street view 下去看了。
And looked down using stream view.
好像就是农田。
圆圈的农田啊。
对。
It seems to be a circular farm field.
对。不知道为什么美国的农田是圆圈的。
Why American farmland is circular, I don't know. Well,
而且在沙漠里。
对，咱们的农田应该都是四方的哈。
And in the desert, our farmland should all be square.
哎，
Oh,
那块还有一个
Mickey.
There's also a Mickey there.
这有个米奇。哦。
Hey, there's Mickey.
其实说到三角形不明飞行物啊。
Actually, when it comes to UFOs,
还有一个，这个更有名。
There is also a more famous one.
这个是在澳大利亚的啊。
This is in Australia.
给你看一下。
Let me show you.
在这儿。
哦，跟那个差不多。
很像啊。
It's pretty much the same as that one.
但是这个小很多，这个边长108米。
But this is very small, with a side length of 108 meters.
小。
小一些。
Small.
然后你发没发现，它三个顶端是发光的。
Then you notice that its three ends are glowing.
而且距离顶端一定距离又有三个亮点。
In addition, there are three prominent features at a certain distance from the top.
中间还有个亮点。
There's also a halite in the middle.
那这个就有点像是造物了。
This is a bit like creation.
这绝对是造物。
This is definitely a masterpiece.
而且我给你看了。
And I showed it to you.
这是2004年的照片。
This is a photo from 2004. Well,
到2010年的时候。
By the year 2010.
这东西就没了，
飞走了。
This thing just flew away.
这个东西非常像传说中的一个美国研发的叫 TR-3B 的反重力飞行器。
This thing looks very much like the legendary American developed TR-3B anti-gravity aircraft.
那个东西啊，就是三角形。
That thing is a triangle.
然后三个顶端发光 ，TR-3B 啊。
Then three top-emitting TRs.
美国不承认它的存在。
The United States does not recognize its existence.
但是呢，有很多人看到过超大的飞行在空中的。
However, many people have seen very large flying objects in the sky.
它能悬浮在空中。
It can float in the air. Well,
就像飞碟一样。
Like a UFO.
Yeah.
Okay.
对，所以有些人就怀疑说，是不是美国的这个飞行器无意中被卫星拍摄
？So some people suspect that the American aircraft was unintentionally photographed by satellites.
只是不知道这个东西为什么会出现在澳大利亚。这些照片出现在谷歌地图上。
I just don't know why this thing appeared in the Australian submarine photo on Google Maps.
按理来说
Therefore,
说美国应该立刻要求谷歌删除这些图片或者修改这些图片。
I think I should immediately ask Google to delete these pictures or modify them.
怎么会留在这儿？
How could I stay here?
让我们随便看。
Let's just look around.
我觉得有几种可能性啊。
I think there are several possibilities.
第一个就是美国啊，它。
The first one is the United States.
已经没有能力去删那么多了，太。
He has no ability to be so flexible.
太多了。
Too much.
所以就漏下了几个被我们看到。
So we missed a few that.We saw.
第二个呢，就是
The second one.
是美国已经无所谓了。
The Americans don't care anymore.
你看就看呗。
Look, just look.
只要我不承认，你们。
As long as I don't admit you.
那都是都市传说。
That's just urban legend.
第三个呢，就是美国故意放出来给我们看。
The third one is that the Americans deliberately released it for us to see.
如果有一天美国被迫要承认外星人的存在的时候，
If one day the United States is forced to admit the existence of aliens.
提前有这么多铺垫的话，
With all this build up,
大家就不会太恐怖。
Everyone will be too scary.
好莱坞为什么拍那么多科幻题材的电影？
Why are there so many science fiction movies in Hollywood?
就是为了让大家提前有个心理准备。
This is to give everyone a head start.
外星人就是长这样，长。
That's how aliens look like.
这样，他们是开这样的飞碟的。
This is how they built these flying saucers.
一旦有一天
One day,
那外星人正式来到地球的时候
When the aliens officially arrived on Earth,
大家只会说
Everyone just says,
哇
Well,
我在电影里见过
I have seen it in a movie.
不会太害怕
You won't be too scared.